morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today is the past chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Brett Morse, Oklahoma cattle producer who served as chairman in 2017. Brett, you served at the national level on the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, but you've also served locally with the Oklahoma Beef Council.
The Oklahoma Beef Council is a critical component of the checkoff, and we're responsible for collecting the dollar, which is a dollar per head on every animal sold. We remit half of those collections back to the Cattlemen's Beef Board for national and international beef research, education, promotion, and information programs.
Brett, I know that the National Beef Checkoff has a good relationship with the state beef councils. How does that work?
Well, the Oklahoma Beef Council works very closely with the National Beef Checkoff program and to make sure that we're making the most effective, efficient use of the entire checkoff dollar. Obviously, we have more cattle in Oklahoma than we do people. We need to harmonize spending so dollars that will be used where they will do the most good.
You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff works by going to oklabeef.org.
President Donald Trump moved ahead with plans to allow the year-round sale of E15 fuel blends, a move hailed by the U.S. ethanol industry. Biofuel groups say the move will bring a bit more certainty to the marketplace for farmers and should bring about a rise in corn demand. Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall represents a state that relies heavily on both corn and sorghum ethanol production to strengthen its economy. He says ethanol plants are often central to life in rural America. Listen.
I think about ethanol plants. Us, the state, we have 12 ethanol plants. They impact some 5,000 jobs. So this is a big part of the economies, and in so many of these communities, those ethanol plants are the leading employers in town.
Tom Willis is CEO of Conestoga Energy in Liberal, Kansas. He says the E15 announcement is a big deal for his company and for the entire industry.
Domestic sales had been limited to E10 during the summer months. So having access to be able to sell E15 year-round not only increases the domestic demand for ethanol, but it also allows new companies that have maybe been a little hesitant to install pumps because they didn't want to have to rebrand them or mess with them during the summertime, the opportunity to do that. What it means for our company specifically, and this will take a year or two to fully get developed, but it's another ability for us to sell more product.
The U.S. ethanol industry produces more product than can be consumed on the domestic market, which keeps corn and sorghum prices lower, hurting farmers' bottom lines. Willis says this is great news for the industry. Mike Chisholm, president CEO of Kansas Ethanol LLC, based in Lyons, says this won't just benefit farmers. Consumers will benefit as well.
It's a great thing for the consumers of the United States because they'll be able to go to the pump and make a choice. This is not a mandate. It is certainly a consumer choice issue. But the E15, allowing that to be sold year-round, it's less confusing for consumers, and it provides a consistent choice for consumers at the pump year-round. So there's no confusion on what's going on, if it's during the summer or not during the summer.
Year-round E15 sales could lead to a 50% increase in grain demand to make ethanol. Chisholm says while it's great news, it's going to take some steps to get summertime E15 sales up and running.
This is not going to be something that's going to just change overnight. There's several steps in the process, and we'll have to see what the potential impact is over the course of time. I mean, what this represents is all of the gallons in the United States who include 15% ethanol. The reality is that that's going to take some time, and we're not going to see that type of increase. You know, it's going to take a few years for that to level out.
The National Corn Growers Association expects the move to year-round E15 to grow demand and improve economic conditions across rural America. You got farm news on Ron. Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.